Continuing with vaccine mandates, state workers, New Jersey teachers, according to Governor Murphy, thou shalt get the COVID shot. All school personnel from pre-K through 12th grade are required to be fully vaccinated by October 18th, but they can opt out and instead be tested once or twice a week for COVID-19. Does this include parochial and private school teachers? Yep, all teachers. What part of it do you not understand? All teachers in New Jersey. Administrators, non-classroom staff, you too. Policy covers all school employees, whether they interact with students or not. That includes part-time employees like substitute teachers. Simple as that. Yeah, but nothing to discuss. Simple as that. Yeah, but I saw on Facebook, and you probably clicked that you liked it too. Hey, I was watching Tucker Carlson when he said I was watching too. Laughed out loud when he said no. Go make your appointment for your vaccine. Now, as far as state employee mandates, pretty similar to the school mandate. All state employees, including state police, must be fully vaccinated by October 18th or undergo regular testing. That includes, according to the governor's order here, those at all state agencies, authorities, and public colleges and universities, whether they be full or part-time or contract employees. Even the NJEA is on board with this, New Jersey Education Association. Union leaders said this past week the policy is appropriate and responsible under current conditions. Reading from the full NJEA statement, so you can't accuse me of taking something out of context. From the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, we have called for following the guidance of public health officials to keep the students and our staff in our public schools safe. Governor Murphy has been a great partner in that effort to ensure that our students continue to learn and grow while remaining as protected as possible. Today's executive order, which requires school employees either to be vaccinated against COVID-19 or to undergo regular COVID-19 testing, is another example of Governor Murphy's unwavering commitment to the health and safety of NJEA members and the students we serve. For months now, NJEA has strongly supported and publicly promoted vaccination for all eligible individuals. We ran ads last spring featuring our members talking about the importance of vaccination. COVID-19 vaccines are the best tool we have to better protect our schools and communities against this pandemic and the terrible toll it continues to take. Public health experts agree on the importance of widespread vaccination. That is why we strongly agree that Governor Murphy's executive order is appropriate and responsible under current conditions. We've been hearing the teachers say that they want to be back in the classroom, and as we've talked about here in the past, study after study has shown that remote learning placed a lot of kids behind in their education, so this will deliver what the teachers say they want. So will they deliver what we expect of them now?